play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Welcome to the Rock Garden, Rock Island Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer. The Galesburg boys basketball team, winners of three straight since the return of Joe Williams, 22-6 overall and 6-2 in the Western Big Six. They are taking on the homestanding Rock Island Rocks. It is senior night for the five-time Western Big Six Conference defending champions, who come in with a record of 19-4, 7-1 in the conference, a one-game lead over the Silver Streaks as we come to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Oddly enough, Jim, we talked in the pregame with Coach Reynolds, and you talked with Tom Siegel as well about the regional pairings. We found out today that the seedings were announced yesterday. The times and the pairings were made today. Galesburg will play on that Tuesday night, 6 o'clock game against the winner of the Limestone-Canton game. But you heard Mike Reynolds reference Manuel and Peoria High School. Rock Island plays Manuel tomorrow night. So that's certainly a game that, you know, if he didn't have a game of his own, he'll be watching very closely to try to get some ideas out of that one as well.
Yeah, no question. And I think it's a good gauge for Rock Island to see where they're at heading to the postseason, have us, and then follow that with Manuel as well. So a big weekend for the Rocks. But, yeah, it was interesting. When I saw the seeds come out, I thought that's great. I did not know just how that played out until Mike kind of tipped his hand on that one. And I wondered if maybe the Peoria schools wouldn't stick together on that, and that's why I feared we might not get that top seed. But still, we were able to get it.
Yeah, he said Limestone and Canton pushed him over the top. They both listed Galesburg as the top seed. And I asked Mike how that went because, you know, back in the day, as the saying goes, everybody would get together and you would have a meeting usually at the host site, right, where the regional is. And the coaches would all sit there and they'd state their cases and then there'd be a vote. He said, no, it's all done online anymore. Uh-huh. Which, in a lot of ways, benefits the schools because you push it. If folks remember, we would find out the regional seeds first part of February. Well, you'd still have a whole month left in the regular season. Years ago, Galesburg would restructure the schedule when we'd go north. Well, we'd try to add Sterling, Dixon, Geneseo, those kinds of teams to the schedule. Well, then you wouldn't play them until February after the seeding meeting had already been done. By doing it all online, you can actually push it back to this week. You get those couple extra weeks in there to state your case. But Mike's point was, on the flip side of it, you can vote. You don't have to look the other coach in the eye and worry about, you know, being honest. And
yeah, I'm sure there were some contentious moments in those rooms when they were all there together.
Rock Island wins the tip, and a near steal by Joe Williams coming from the backside underneath, trying to get the steal away from Jason Jones, running up the far sideline. He couldn't stay in bounds, and the Silver Streaks nearly cause a turnover on the opening possession. Rock Island has it into the hands of Jones, a 5'10 junior from the backcourt, across the timeline into the front court. Coming out high, Larry Dixon. Lots of energy in the field house tonight, especially thanks to two good-sized student sections. The Galesburg student section on the far side away from us at the end of the Galesburg bench. Here is a turnover. Bobbled and then taken away by Joe Williams, and Galesburg does force that Rock Island miscue on the opening possession. The same starting five that we've become accustomed to since the return of Williams. Ross, here's Joe with it. Fakes the 18-footer, driving in, and a one-handed jam by Eric Thompson. They left him alone. He was free to drive to the basket unimpeded.
Could not have drawn up a better start to the game than force a turnover, have a nice assist and a slam dunk, and now we've got a foul on Meeker on the other end.
C.J. Neville got a little out of position with it on the left wing, and then he tried to swing the ball down low and scooch around Meeker on the left side, and Ethan got him with the lower part of the body. So as well as the first minute went, that's not the way the Streaks would want necessarily the second minute, to see one of their leading scorers pick up a foul.
On the right side, this is Tyler Hall with it, a 6'5 senior. Alters his shot on the way up, gets it back, drives the lane. Off balance shot is too strong off the backboard. And then JJ in position for the rebound, fouled from the backside. And that'll be number one in the game on Larry Dixon.
It's been a decision by Rock Island. Their big guys kind of got the colliding out there. Finally, Hall takes a wild shot down the lane. And JJ, as we've seen many times this year, he's small, but he gets great position on the weak side board.
Now Joe Williams trapped into the front court, loses the handle on the ball. Rock Island with a steal. But Jones cut off on the baseline. Good defense by the Streaks getting back. Here's a three-pointer short by the Rocks. Hand on the rebound. Off Jones's hands, out of bounds. Streaks get it back.
You know, the turnover is the first time these teams met. Part of the reason Galesburg able to stay close, we had only six turnovers. They had 17. We had Joe Williams into the mix, and who knows, maybe we can force 20 turnovers here tonight. If we're able to hit that number, I really like our chances if we shoot it well at all.
2-0 Galesburg. We played a minute 45 here in the opening quarter. Devin Ross across midcourt. Tyler Hall guarding him there. Coming out high for the pass, Eric Thompson. Nobody guarding him under the wing. Now he passes it up top between the circles to Joe Williams. Onto the wing it goes. Ross, pull-up jumper, 15-footer, a little bit long. Rebound pops back out to Thompson, knocked out of his hands, out of bounds by the Rocks.
Well, Eric Thompson had one of his best games of the season against Rock Island, probably his best absolutely on the defensive end in that first meeting. He was an intimidator in there, really caught a lot of us by surprise with what he is able to do against Hicks and Hall.
Had some big block shots that night, huge on the rebound as Meeker drives the lane, goes up with the one hand. It's blocked by William Miles down low, and he comes up with the rebound after the miss. And a big rejection on the other end by the Streaks getting back. And that gets the student section erupting on the far side.
Joe Williams with a big block and came down with a little attitude after that one. Joe is so pumped up for this game. And, you know, Grant Gibson over there on the sidelines would love to be a part of this one, too. There'll be nobody cheering harder than Grant will probably for his teammates.
On the left side, Larry Dixon. Cut off by range. Pass goes up back top to Jason Jones. The 5'10 junior working his way right side. Gets a screen. Fires off the three and missed it. J.J. Range with a rebound. Rocks have had some open shots. 0 for 4 from the field to start the game. We've played 2.5 minutes. 2-0 Streaks with the ball. Williams over to Meeker. Stutter steps. Drives into the lane. Cut off. Throws it between the legs of Joe Williams. Tough pass down low. Joe couldn't reach down and get it into the backcourt for the violation. Second Galesburg turnover.
A characteristic turnover there by the Silver Streaks. And we're missing an opportunity here with Rock Island cold to start. Just the one bucket so far. You'd love to see us get out to a 6 or 8 point lead before Rocky catches fire.
Good ball movement by Rock Island. They find a man down low, but Ross comes over to cut him off. Backing his way in is Tyler Hall down low. Alters his shot, banks it in. Tough shot from the right side of the baseline. We're tied at 2. Under 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Ross will bring it across the midcourt, guarded by Hall, picking him up in the midcourt circle. Devin around the screen, all the way to the low blocks, fires off a 14-footer, short, rebound pops out to Hall. Here comes Rock Island back, looking for its first lead of the night. Hall with a juke step, steps left, shot off the back of the rim, rebound batted out of bounds, last touched by Galesburg. Thought Thompson got a hand on it, delayed call by the officials, I think that was the right one.
Not a good choice of shots by Hall. He was off balance, a brick off the, caught the backboard and the back of the rim. That's what Kinsey coach Andy Douglas called a shooting turnover last week.
Bad pass in the lane, intercepted and taken away by Williams, leading the break for the Streaks. Crossover dribble to the high post. Behind him, Thompson. Up top to Ethan Meeker. Ethan swings it down low, starts his dribble into the left corner. It goes to Joe Williams. Fakes right, drives left to the basket. Foul. Joe will go to the free throw line.
Well, he did what I would have liked to have seen Devin do the last time down, because Devin could have gone all the way in, pulled up for a short jumper, and he was fading away. Next time, I'd love to see Devin, anybody, just take it to the basket. Good things can happen like did for Joe there.
Joe struggled at the free throw line last week in the win over Quincy, and he misses the first one here. We're still tied at 2, just short of the halfway point of quarter number 1 here at Rock Island Fieldhouse. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Williams makes the second free throw, puts the Streaks back on top 3-2.
Yeah, Williams had been 80% or higher on free throws earlier in the season. Now it's down to, what, about 76%.
Here's another steal, this time by Meeker. Into the front court, in from the left side, and up and in with the right hand. 5-2 Galesburg as they force another Rock Island turnover, leading to a runout.
Up top, Hall driving, splits three defenders, scoops it away on the no look, juggling the ball, and a travel called on William Miles, who wasn't expecting the pass and the giveaway from Hall, and they ended up turning it over on the stutter step for Rock Island turnovers.
Yeah, and Hall did a great job there drawing the defense to him, dropped it off to Hicks. Should have been an easy two, but Hicks shuffled those feet. We caught a break. See if we can build on a three-point lead.
5-2 streaks, under 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Meeker, long three, a little bit short. Rebound, Miles out with it for Rock Island. Quick three by the streaks there, didn't run much offense. Driving the other end, Jones goes in from the left side and a foul on the floor prior to the shot, which is a good thing for the streaks because he finished it off.
Tough foul on Joe Williams.
.316 to go here in the opening quarter. Two fouls in the game on Galesburg. One each on the streak's leading scorers, Williams and Meeker. Pass goes from the baseline into the backcourt. Meeker gives chase, but C.J. Neville gets there first. Drives the other way. Pass Eric Thompson on a nifty move for the layup.
Now you don't see that often with the Silver Streaks, letting him just go all the way down the right side of the lane uncontested. A little surprised that somebody didn't come over there and try and stop that. I think a little quicker than we thought coming down that lane.
5-4, Galesburg by one. 2:50 to go here in the opening quarter. Hand off to Williams, coming out for it. Meeker, he'll fire another three. That one's in and out. Just a flat shot that time. Didn't get enough arc on it. Off the floor with a rebound, C.J. Neville. Rock Island trying to regain the lead. Splitting between the defenders, then throwing behind him to Dixon, and then getting it back is Jones. Quick three by Hall off the back of the rim. Long rebound out to Dixon. Almost got undercut by J.J. Dixon drives in. Alters his shot on the way up. That won't go. Rebound on the floor to Rock Island, and the layup by Jones.
I don't think Mike Reynolds is going to be very happy with that trip down.
Three shots at the basket gives Rock Island its first lead of the night. 6-5.
The second straight time we've given up the right side of the lane for an easy layup.
2 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-5 Rocks. In the lane, Ross cut off. Back behind him to Meeker. Now Joe has it between the circles. Under 2 minutes to go, quarter number one. Range comes out for it, now gives way to Joe. Between the legs with the dribble, still with the dribble, trying to work around a screen from Range, passes it away to Thompson out on. Left side to Ethan, fakes right, drives left, takes it all the way for the layup.
While we have a weakness on the right side of our lane right now, they have a weakness on the left side of their defense. They're giving away a lot of ground.
Driving the other direction, off-balance shot is too strong. Rebound put back by Miles. Another offensive rebound for Rock Island. Puts the Rocks back on top, 8-7. They've attacked the basket, but have done so very sloppily, out of control shots, but they've been able to attack on the offensive rebound and come away with baskets anyway. 8-7 Rock Island, minute 15 to go, first quarter. Williams left alone, three-pointer is a little bit long. Rebound to Larry Dixon for the Rocks. They let Joe stand out there and shoot it, he just didn't knock it down. Now right off the hands of Hall, completely lost it, outlet pass, Meeker to Williams, gets it up and in, just over the outstretched arms of Miles.
Outstanding response on the turnover, as Rock Island a little slow getting back, and the streaks, that tandem of Williams and Meeker, they know where each other's going to be, and a beautiful lead pass and a nice finish, and a streaks lead.
45 seconds to go, quarter number one, 9-8 Galesburg. On the outside, William Miles. Calls out Jones to come out for it on the wing. Down low, Hall, turnaround jumper, in and out. Good box out by Devin Ross to come up with a rebound. Hall is 1-for-5 from the field here on senior night. A spin move by J.J. and a big block. Miles coming from the weak side to knock it away. Jones with a rebound on the floor and the layup at the other end. 10-9, Rock Island beating the streaks down the floor in transition and making Galesburg pay.
13 seconds left. Streaks looking for a last shot of the quarter. It's been a very entertaining first quarter. The fans really starting to get into it here.
Five lead changes in the last five possessions here in this first quarter. Ross, a jump stop out to J.J. Lost the handle on it. Off his hands, and that's how the first quarter ends. 10-9 Rocks after one. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best. And they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
During the radio auction, bid on number 403, a detail for life from Dave's Auto Body.
The bidding begins Saturday, March 21st at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
Second quarter underway at Rock Island, 10-9. Rocks leading the Streaks. Galesburg with the ball. Cody Hawthorne in at the quarter break for the Streaks. Meeker on the outside, dribbles left. Kevonte Shaw also in with it now. Hands off to Williams. Steps right. Fires a three. That's good. Streaks regain the lead at 12-10.
First shot either team's hit from any distance here tonight. Rocks have tried a few from the perimeter. Everything they've had has come inside.
Back and forth continues. We've had seven lead changes in this game already. On the outside, Hall. Ross backed off. Hall makes him pay with his own three-pointer to answer. Rocks back on top, 13-12.
Funny, in the pregame, Rock Island coach Tom Siegel said it's nice to have Hall because he said if he can't get a shot in the offense, he just takes a step back. I mean, there is no limit to his range. He's a strong kid, can shoot it up from well behind the arc.
Meeker with it on the outside, dribbling left, finds an opening in the lane. Right-hand floater won't go. Rebound tapped out from Cody Hawthorne, but Rock Island gets to it first. Neville into the front court for the Rocks. Quick pass to the left side. Shot up over Hawthorne. Missed it, but the right side rebound up and in.
Now this Rock Island, very similar to many we've seen up here. They punish you on the offensive glass. We got out rebounded 11-5 in that first quarter, and it's not looking any better here to start the second.
Quick three. Devin's shot won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Kevonte touched it last. As Hall got in there, looked like he might have gotten a hand on it. But the official standing right there gives it back to the Rocks, who are now looking to spread a lead here to start quarter number two. They lead at 15-12. It's their biggest lead of the night, and they got the ball back.
Well, if we have to win a game up here by shooting from the perimeter, it's pretty tough because we've never shot the ball well in this place. A 40% night is really good here, and we're not even doing that yet.
Driving in from the right side, Tyler Hull, but a foul on the floor goes against Devin Ross. And that's Devin's first. One each on Ross, Williams, and Meeker. Two team fouls on the Rocks going against Neville and Dixon. From the baseline, 6:07 to go first half. Looking, Hall, finding Neville, cutting down the lane, and then juggling the shot, and the Streaks force a turnover. Couldn't handle it on the perimeter. Streaks got a hand in there. Backdoor cut by Shaw, and he gets fouled. Bumped underneath by Corshawn McDuffie, and that's going to put Kevonte to the line. I think he was moving to the basket. Surely they'll give him a shooting foul on that, won't they? They do.
Yeah, thank goodness Rock Island can be a little sloppy with the ball. Six turnovers. If they were a little better at ball handling, they'd be tough to stop because they just attack the basket so hard.
Shaw stops the mini bleed here with the first free throw, 15-13, Galesburg down two. Just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Shaw takes his time on the second one with the student section on the baseline from Rock Island taunting him, and that one's long. And the box out on the rebound for Jason Jones, who's got three rebounds in the game at just 5'10". Streaks are going to have to make some free throws up here tonight, I think, too, to pull out the victory. Rock Island won it by two last month down at Galesburg when the Streaks were 17-0, ended that school record start. 42-41 the final. Here they lead by two, and another bad pass thrown behind the man on the right side, on the outside, cutting in. Seven turnovers on Rock Island now.
That one ended up in the Galesburg student body. A very good turnout of students over in the far corner there for Galesburg. They even brought their fat heads of the players, putting them up. And good turnout all in all from the Galesburg community here to support the Silver Streaks tonight.
5.5 minutes to go for the half. Left side, Joe Williams. Boy, had Ross wide open cutting through the lane, but they didn't find him. Meeker on the outside, up top Shaw. Fakes right, drives left, through the lane, splits the defenders. Shot won't go down with a left hand. Hawthorne jumps under the rebound. Prince Dilworth comes out for it for Rock Island. Rocks leading by two. Into the front court.
And now into the hands of Jones, back near midcourt. He'll kind of hang on to it for a moment.
Streaks continue to attack that left side, and we've missed a number of opportunities there. There are some real open spots, either driving to the basket for short jumpers, but we're not finishing very well.
Into the hands of Hall, driving on Ross. That's literally one-on-one, their numbers and the man-to-man defense. Ball tipped off Shaw, driving in from the left side. The offensive rebounds are killing the Streaks. Jason Jones picks up the glass and finishes it off.
Seven offensive rebounds. At least four of those have been turned right back into points by the Rocks, who lead it by four.
17-13, under 4.5 minutes to go for the half. Williams fires a three. Short. Rebound. The box out again. McDuffie got in front of Kevontae Shaw. Prevented the Streaks from getting a second crack at it there. Here's a long three by the Rocks. Won't go. On the weak side, Williams tries to save it. Throws it behind him. Shaw picks it up. Driving in. A collision and a blocking foul called against Tyler Hall will be his first. And good job by Shaw to be aggressive and go at the basket.
He's probably got some bones hurting off that
one. Yeah.
Collided with the player, and then he hit the floor hard. And now they're going to give the ball to Rock Island.
Did I miss that? Didn't the official indicate a blocking foul?
He sure did.
Now they're talking it over. The officials, Mike Reynolds is having a conniption fit, and rightly so, on the far sideline. The officials confer. Now they're going to pull all three of them in here and talk it over. The official standing closest to the call called the blocking foul, and I think Mike's getting upset because an official farther away from the play is overruling the official closest to the play. Now we've got a three-way conference. Two are coming over to the scoreboard. Well, actually, one's going over to Mike. One's going to the scoring table.
And assistant coach Dan Sullivan went over there and pulled Mike back after he was about two steps out onto the court, pulled him back in a little bit. I'm sure Dan's been a little heated in his days coaching Princeville over the years, but when you're an assistant, that's your job, is to try and keep things under control. We saw Ryan Hart pick up a technical in the sophomore game here earlier tonight. And they're still trying to figure this one out.
Yep. Big conference going on. Mike's smiling. I wouldn't say he's laughing. Coaches are down there conferring. Ryan Hart, who you mentioned from earlier, talking with him, and there they overrule it. Okay, there it is. So the foul does go against Tyler Hall, and you might hear a mixture of boos from the Rock Island crowd and cheers from, as Jim said, a pretty good Galesburg crowd up here. I think that was the right call.
Yeah, well, and whatever it was, that was the call that was made on the floor, and really the Rock Island fans didn't even seem to flinch when they announced the foul on Hall, because I think they were expecting that anyway. You had to credit Mike, because he was trying to call a timeout to save the possession, because if they inbound the ball, then it's too late at that point, and they were close to getting him into that position. He wanted to make sure that didn't happen before they had a chance to review the thing.
Galesburg does take a 30-second timeout here. A chance to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL for Silver Streaks boys and girls basketball broadcast, for that matter. Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation tonight, Jim.
In a white Nissan Murano, and we thank them for a great transportation. Even when it's dry, they're wonderful. But chance there could be a little snow coming, I guess, later tonight, so it'll be nice to have that all-wheel drive if we need it. And a reminder from Galesburg Nissan that while we're in one of their certified pre-owned vehicles, the Murano, they have 0% financing for 60 months right now on all brand-new Altimas and Rogues, according to Chad Warren. So stop out and make a great deal. And, 60 months, 0% financing on one of the brand-new vehicles, some of the best sellers in America at Galesburg Nissan.
All right, so why does Rock Island have the ball back? If the foul ended up going against Tyler Hall, shouldn't we have the ball back? But Rock Island inbounds it coming out of the timeout. They miss a three-pointer, and the rebound on the weak side, Devin Ross deflects it to himself. In traffic, comes out with it, driving it all the way with a one-on-three, and then knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it. Did I miss something? If the foul was called against Tyler Hall, shouldn't the Streaks have had the ball back, or Kevonte, or something?
Yeah, I don't.
But yet Rock Island still had the ball back.
You can't get a foul and then get the ball back. We didn't shoot any free throws.
All right, well, the Streaks have it here now. Down four, Meeker will shoot a three. That one rolls off. Really lucky like he ever fully collected that one. He wasn't able to really square up and get off a good shot. So the Streaks down four, Rocky with the ball, under 3.5 minutes to go. The first half.
It's a tough perimeter shot in here, and it's dark in here. I mean, you don't notice it. Well, here's shot by Hall, and it's good.
Just inside the top of the arc.
We walked in, it just seemed very dark. Well, that's the way it used to always be. Well, now so many places have gone to the new lights that just really illuminate the court.
Including Field Gym.
Including Field Gym. You walk in here, and it's like, where's the ball? I mean, it's just there's almost shadows out there on the court.
Galesburg down six, under 3 minutes to go for the half. 19-13 is the Rock Island lead. Meeker with the dribble left, reverses behind him to Shaw. He'll fire the three from the wing. That one's long. Didn't follow up his shot. Ball goes out of bounds on the rebound, and apparently someone for Galesburg got in there and got a hand on it. I don't know who it was because there were three white jerseys around there when the ball came down, but Rock Island's going to get it back.
We need to get it together here before the half. We're down by six. Rock Island has the ball. If they go on a little run here, we've got a big mountain to climb in the second half. Offensively, just settling for a lot of long threes, and nothing's going in.
On the left side, coming out for it, Hall catches, turns around and fires a shot. He didn't square up. He just turned around and threw it toward the basket. Wouldn't you believe he made a three-pointer out of it?
If a guy can consistently make that, you just tip your cap and go home. That's ridiculous.
He's got 8 for the quarter, 10 for the game, and the Rocks lead by 9 now. Meeker on the left side, out to Joe Williams. Joe drives, draws contact, kicks it out to Shaw. Left side, Roth steps inside, jump stop, pump fake up off the front of the rim. And even with that one, Streaks got a good look at it. Devin couldn't finish that one off, but he gets a foul and 2 free throws coming.
Well, and you wonder, is Rock Island just playing that well so far here tonight? Because the last couple of Fridays, they've struggled. They all they could do to beat UT last week and then got knocked off by Quincy a couple of weeks ago in this building in double overtime. So are they that much better, or are we just not able to shoot?
Fouls on C.J. Neville, his second. We're 5 team fouls on Rock Island.
Now 1 of 7 in the second quarter here so far.
But 2 free throws by Devin Ross. Makes it 22-15. Galesburg down 7, under 2 minutes to go first half.
So we're 5 of 18 from the field so far here. That's not going to beat Rock Island at that clip.
Miles inbounds to Jason Jones, who walks it across midcourt. J.J. back in the game for the Streaks. Will play man-to-man defense, and a foul between Hall and Williams. They're going to call that one on Joe, defensively away from the ball, and that's going to be the second of the game on Joe Williams.
Well, we haven't lost on the road. We haven't lost in the gold uniforms, but right now it's not looking real positive, but still a half plus to go.
Streaks did not have a good first half up at a good DeKalb team a couple of Saturdays ago. Had a tremendous second half, put up, 44, I think, in the second half. And their defense led the way to what turned out to be a great road win. As Jim said, still a minute 40 to go here as a jumper comes up short. Rock Island with another offensive rebound. Out to Prince Dilworth from the left side, fires it into the lane, trying to find some room underneath the basket, backing his way in. They're going to call a foul on Eric Thompson, who was doing a pretty solid job defensively down low, fronting his man, and they're going to call a foul on Eric. That's his first. And the free throw line goes William Miles.
Dilworth coming away with that rebound. He was the one white jersey with 3 gold jerseys around him. The ball just went to the right spot, and he got up and got it. That's just the way this half has gone for Galesburg.
We've talked about teams in the past who tend to have a just fire it up toward the basket attitude and go get the offensive rebound, and that ends up being a big part of the offense. And whether that's traditionally part of Rock Island's offense or not, it's working for them here tonight as Thompson rebounds the second missed free throw. 23-18, Rocks by 8. Little push off by Joe. Jump, pull up jumper from 17 is short. Rebound Eric Thompson. A rare offensive rebound. JJ penetrates, kicks it back out to Ross to the free throw line with a hesitation dribble. Now behind him out to Joe Williams. Joe trying the crossover move, can't shake his man. To the left side, Meeker fakes right, drives the baseline, blocked from behind. Rock Island comes up with it. Miles with a block underneath, stands over Ethan Meeker, looking at him to the other side. Hall misses a three. JJ under the basket for the rebound. That would have been huge had Rock Island come up with that one. Meeker at the other end, can't get the shot up from the baseline, but he draws a foul.
Yeah, if Hall makes that three, brings the house down on that. Thank goodness he missed that one. It was in and out. Meeker looks exhausted as he goes to the free throw line here. The pace of this game, much to Rock Island's liking. Everything going their way, certainly the rebounds. They out-rebounding us 11-3 in this quarter.
After 11-5 in the first quarter, right?
Yep.
Meeker makes the first free throw. It's 23-16. Galesburg down 7. 48 seconds to go in the first half. Second one by Ethan off the back of the rim. Going up high for the rebound. Hawthorne got a hand on it. Tipped it back to Meeker. Streaks get another crack at it.
Our first offensive rebound of the game.
Well, JJ had one down here just a little bit ago. Here's Meeker. He'll fire the three. In and out and in again. Big basket by Galesburg. Pulls him within 4 at 23-19. Meeker finally got a friendly roll. It's been a season in coming. 22 seconds to go for the half. Jones on the opposite end with the ball on his hip. JJ comes out, forces him to dribble. So Jones runs the midcourt line, right, then left. JJ backs off, keeps the count away. Passes out to Hall with 7 seconds to go. Jones between the legs with the dribble, trying to shake off range. He'll fire the three and got it. Fake left, went right, step back left, knocked down a perimeter jumper. That puts Rock Island up by 7 at the break, 26-19. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics, run through the individual scoring, talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Rock Island by 7 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
All right, that's the boss's office, and this is the training room for the WGIL radio auction on March 21st.
Your seatbelt should be worn tight.
You need seatbelts?
Oh, we'll be busy all day taking bids on items like these. Item 403 is the detail for life from Dave's Auto Body at $1,200 value and an investment in your vehicle. Get the most thorough detailing 4 times a year for as long as you own the vehicle and keep your pride and joy looking its best.
Check out the growing list of items that'll be up for bid at WGIL.com.
The huge light shows in rotating stages. The beautiful spokesmodels that pretend to laugh as every guy who walks by them asks if they come with the car. And oh yeah, did I mention the cars? I mean, come on, it's the closest you and I are ever going to get to a $500,000 Maserati, right? Or how about the experimental and concept cars? It's like looking into the future. Yep, it's auto show season. And that also means that auto show specials are back at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And the savings are out of this world. Auto show savings at Yem means thousands off the brand new Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC of your dreams. Come test drive a 2015 Buick Verano. You'll save $6,000. And a 2015 GMC double cab 4x4. Auto show priced at just over $34,100. You'll save $10,000. Hurry, auto show savings ends Monday. See the folks at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg. Tax title license stock fee extra. See dealer for details.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
A back and forth first quarter between the Rocks and the Silver Streaks. Showed Galesburg down 1 after the first quarter, 10-9 here at the Rock Garden in this showdown between two teams battling for first place in the Western Big Six. Rocks opened up a 7-point lead at halftime, though. They got it up to 8, actually 9 in the first half at 22-13. Streaks battle back to within 4 at 23-19 with a little run. Three-pointer by Ethan Meeker got him within 4. And then back the other direction, Jason Jones with a little shake and bake at the top of the arc. Freed up just enough room to shoot over J.J. Range with 2 seconds to go before halftime. And he answered with a three-pointer. And that 7-point lead by the Rocks certainly feels a lot bigger in terms of, I don't want to say it's insurmountable by any means. No. We had a long way to go in this game. But when the Streaks had just managed to fight back their way to get within 4, him hitting that three-pointer at the end and getting them back up to 7, going to the locker room, feels really big right now.
Yeah, when we were sitting in that spot, I thought, man, if we can go in the locker room down 4, that'd be a miracle.
Yeah.
The way this first half went. So I guess there was some justice in hitting that shot because it probably is more representative of what Rock Island should be leading by. But they've hit a couple unconscious shots. But, you know, that 7 points can be erased pretty quickly. If we just start hitting a few of our three-pointers that we're missing, they got to give credit to Rock Island. They're playing really, really good defense. They're giving some openings inside, but we can't get the ball in there. The couple of times we have, Rieker got that shot blocked inside that time. Rock Island, with their great athletes, able to recover quickly and putting a lot of pressure on us. So Rock Island's earned everything they've got here so far tonight. That's a 7-point lead.
They've had some big blocks, not only on Meeker, in fact, on Meeker a couple of times and a couple of other times as well. So they have defended the interior very well here tonight. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let's take a look at the numbers, Jim.
All right. We said at the outset, if Galesburg comes up here and shoots 30% tonight, they're not going to win. Well, what are we shooting? 30%.
Way to go.
6 out of 20 from the field for the Silver Streaks. And I don't care how good a defense you play and how few turnovers you have, that's not going to get the job done against a good team on the road. Turnovers, yeah, we haven't had many. I had 3 in the first quarter, none in the second quarter.
Yeah, me too.
That's a great number, just 3 turnovers, but all those missed shots. And the rebounding. Oh, my goodness, the rebounding. Rock Island shooting 42%. They're 11 of 26. But the big story is on the glass right now. Rock Island with 22 rebounds at halftime. Galesburg, we didn't add them up. I've got 10. Doesn't even seem like we've had 10, but that's I'm showing.
I had 9, so I'm going with your 10.
So and so many times those rebounds for Rock Island are resulting in second and third opportunities at the basket. So that's the way it stacks up at the half.
Free throw shooting. Rock Island just 1 of 2 in the first half, so that's always a good thing when you can get more free throws in the opposition on their home court. Galesburg 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Just 2 of 9 from three-point range. Rocks are 3 of 8 from behind the arc. When we come back, we'll take a look at our first half scores that we can get to you from around the area, and we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, run through our individual scoring for both of these teams as well. Rock Island 26, Galesburg 19 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. The Knox County 4-H Robotics team, the Techno Ferrets, invites you to join them for an afternoon of rockin' robotics fun, Saturday, March 14th. There's a lot of engineering that goes into making robots. To register, check our calendar for March 14th at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, a chance of snow this evening, becoming more likely after midnight tonight, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, a low of 22. Tomorrow, snow likely in the morning, becoming a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, little or no snow accumulation, though, high of 32. Tomorrow night, cloudy and colder, a low of 7. Sunday, partly sunny, blustery and colder with a high of 10. Wind shear readings 5 below to 15 below 0. And Sunday night, partly cloudy and colder, a low of 6 below. Currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 22 at WGIL.
The GHS girls basketball team plays their sectional opener at LaSalle Monday night against the Richwoods Knights. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 6:40 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at Rock Island. The host Rocks leading the Streaks 26-19. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Halftime in the UT Alleman game. Panthers lead there 31-22. Elsewhere around the area, looking at some, focusing primarily on boys basketball. Quincy over Moline, 18-9 at the end of the first quarter. Let's see, girls basketball 3A. Morton defeated Fairbury Prairie Central 67-35. And Morton certainly a team that the Streaks potentially could run into as they move into the sectional next week. They will play Richwoods coming up on Monday. Elsewhere in boys basketball around the night, big night for Dunlap leading Metamora 38-34. That's apparently late in the fourth quarter in that game. And Washington defeated Pekin 56-42. Want to keep an eye on Washington, because if the Streaks can win their regional at Canton in a couple of weeks, they could run into Washington down the stretch and a team that's ranked in the top 10. Here
The Rocks lead Galesburg 26-19. Jim Lee is down on the sideline. Steve Cheeseman is awaiting there for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's now go down courtside with Jim and Steve.
Okay, well, Steve, coming out here at halftime, in some respects, we feel fortunate to only be down seven the way we got out-rebounded and out-shot in that first half.
Absolutely, Jim, and that was one of the messages that, you know, we didn't have the best basketball half that we would have liked, but we're right in the ball game when things could have really went south in a hurry.
How do you get that disparity on the rebounding down against this athletic team?
Well, we've got to just get an aggressive mindset here. I thought we were spectators here. We did a lot of standing around. We've got to get all five guys going to the glass. When we do that, I mean, I think that they had 12, 14 points off a second chance shot. So, I mean, that's where we've got to get to. Get to the glass, continue to play good defense, be more aggressive down here on the offensive end as well.
What happened on the controversial call? It looked like they charged the foul on Rock Island, but then gave them the ball. What happened?
Yeah, one official called Cavante for a foul, and the other official called Hall. They got together. They couldn't agree, and when that occurs, it's a double foul, and then you have a jump ball situation or alternate possession.
Okay. All right. Well, finally, as you come into the second half, obviously 30% shooting is probably not going to get it done, but I guess it's hard to coach that.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the shooting takes care of itself if we get into rhythm. We had a lot of shots out of real no flow on the offense. And if we get the ball moving and come off our screens and get our footwork and rhythm going, we'll be a much better shooting ball club.
Let's make it just like DeKalb's second half.
How's we sure that? Want to. We're going to give it everything we have. Thanks,
Steve.
Thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. A couple of other scores to pass along your way. Princeville now leads United 40-26. Heading into the fourth quarter there. And at halftime now, it's Quincy over Moline by 5, 27-22. Here the Streaks trail by 7, 26-19. Galesburg sophomores lost by 12, 59-47. Individual scoring in the first half, Tyler Hall leads with 10 for Rock Island. Jason Jones right behind him with 9, so 19 of their 26 points from those two players. Next up, C.J. Neville with 4, William Miles with 3, and that's it. Four other players have gotten into the game tonight for the Rocks and have not scored. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker leads the Streaks with 8. Joe Williams has 6. So for Galesburg, also two players leading the way, 14 of the 19 points for those two players. Eric Thompson, Devin Ross each with 2. Kevontae Shaw, 1. J.J. Range and Cody Hawthorne have played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who trail by 7. Jim, I mentioned I wanted to repeat this for you now that you're back up here. It's Quincy over Moline at the half. 27-22. That game tightened up a little bit. They had a big first quarter. Moline's closed the gap a little bit, but you and I both thought Quincy would probably come away with that one maybe pretty easily. Yeah,
given the state of disrepair that Moline has been in recent weeks. But as they say, you never know. From day to day, a group of high school basketball players might be in the mood and might rise to the occasion. You know, Moline's got the players to compete. It's just a matter of whether their head's in the game or not.
Good that you got the clarification on what was happening down here with the Tyler Hall, Kevontae Shaw situation. I don't know. I guess I still don't know how I feel about that. I think you've got to make a call one way or the other. I feel like it's a do-over if you can't make a foul call on one player or the other.
Well, yeah, especially on a collision. I don't know that I've ever seen a double foul called on a collision.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen it, you know, on a
over guys, indecision, really.
Right. Or if guys are wrestling down low, you know, getting position.
Well, it leads to the Streaks with the ball on the alternating possession. J.J. fires up an off-balance baseline shot on the hook. Couldn't get it to go, but Ethan Meeker down low comes out with a rebound, and the Streaks down 7 keep possession. Right side Joe scoops it out. Meeker for 3. Looked smooth firing it, but couldn't finish it off. And then stealing the rebound away from Hall is Ross. Falling out of bounds, he throws it off Hall, and the Streaks get another crack at it.
Now, the Silver Streaks have kept this possession alive by sheer hard work, getting those two offensive rebounds when our shots just continue to fall off the rim.
Got to get some points. Ross drives left side of the baseline into traffic, reaching in. Tyler Hall, or rather Neville, comes out with it for Rock Island, leading the break. Left-handed going up for the jam, won't go, and then they get their own offensive rebound and the put back by Larry Dixon.
Very often you miss a jam and get it back like that, but Rock Island fortunate and their biggest lead of the night.
Comes off a Galesburg turnover, the Streaks first since the first quarter. Williams driving in from the right side, and a hand check foul called on Rock Island.
Well, if they're going to start calling those kinds of fouls here in the second half that they were not calling in the first half, things could really turn around in a hurry, especially with that third foul now called on Larry Dixon. So that'll send him down and back into the game, C.J. Neville for the Rocks. On the inbound, Ross fires an 18-footer from the right side. Nope. And the long rebound pops out to DeAndre Morrow for Rock Island.
We have just got the mortar out tonight. We are laying bricks right and left. That one caught a lot of iron, and the Silver Streaks under 30% for the game now, 0-for-3 in this early third quarter.
And in danger of falling behind by double digits, down 9. Rocky with the ball, 6:40 to go, third quarter. On the outside, Jason Jones works his way up the right side of the volleyball line. Now loses his man inside the free throw line, backs him off, fires a shot, gets a friendly roll, 30-19, Rocks by 11.
Well, hoping for a repeat of a couple of years ago, we kind of gave this thing up for dead, and all of a sudden the Streaks came alive, forced some turnovers, and then lost on that last second shot by C.J. Carr, but had a great comeback. Let's hope we've got one tonight.
Joe Williams can't hit from three-point range left side. Hall on the run coming out with the rebound. Now backs off. Everybody moves into the front court. He pulls it into the front court. Here's a three from the corner for DeAndre Morrow. Rocks now by 14.
And a steal. 33-19
and now 35-19. And Galesburg desperately needs a timeout. Down by 16. 5:56 to go, third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McGriddle's got the middle. Best in the middle. Right in the middle of my McGriddles are the fluffiest eggs that you ever did eat. Got my syrup tasting maple with the sausage because I'm able tasting all kind of good. Got me trapping on the beat. McGriddle's got the middle. Griddle's got the middle. Got the best in the middle.
Eggs, melty cheese, and sausage or bacon all in the middle of two warm griddle cakes that fit right in the middle of your hand. Paired with sweet, creamy McCafe coffee, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. McGriddle sandwich at participating McDonald's.
WGIL congratulates Beth Heron of Galesburg, who won $500 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Beth, from Galesburg Radio 14.
Rock Island has opened the second half on a 9-0 run in the first 2 minutes and now leads Galesburg 35-19. Heading into the fourth quarter, United Township leading Alleman by 12, 45-33. Getting a little more information on the Quincy Moline game. A Quincy assistant coach got a technical foul called heading to the locker room, which helps explain why Moline got the lead down to 5 at halftime. All right, coming out of the full Galesburg timeout. Meeker with a drive, gives off to range, and then cutting through the lane, passes it through the hands of Eric Thompson. Hall fires it in transition and a bucket by Neville. And Rock Island is picking the Streaks apart. An 18-point lead now, an 11-0 run to start the second half.
Yeah, Rocks are playing great. Silver Streaks didn't see this coming. A really disappointing night so far for this team. And I think Rock Island has intimidated us down there inside. We're just not taking shots that we should.
Ross drives in, gets free down to the baseline, and a basket for the Streaks at the 5:15 mark of the third quarter ends the 11-0 run. Galesburg down 37-21. Hall driving, scoops it up, and he gets fouled going to the basket.
Well, here's the hope, is that Rock Island, with this lead in front of the home crowd, gets a little sloppy and starts to play some showtime.
Yeah.
I think to some degree they're doing a little bit of that now, but they're making it work. But if they continue to play too fast and loose with a big lead, hopefully the Silver Streaks can peck away at this thing. But Hall at the free throw line is not going to let that happen right there.
38-21, Rock Island by 17. 5:05 to go, third quarter. The foul on Eric Thompson was his second for the game. Second one by Hall on the way. And hits the front of the rim, then crawls over the top and drops through. He's got 12 for the night. 39-21. Rocks dominating the Streaks here early third quarter. Hard to believe the Streaks were down 4 as late as 10 seconds to go in the first half, because it sure turned around very quickly. Ross on the outside has the only Galesburg bucket. Now he'll shoot an 18-footer. And the Streaks continue to shoot jump shots and miss. Rock Island with a rebound. Neville driving. Streaks let him go. He got a step on Ross. Devin backed off. Nobody came over to help out. It's a 20-point lead, 41-21. Quickly the other direction, a block by Rock Island, but they'll get him on a foul as well.
Six straight from the field for Rock Island, taking Galesburg turnovers and going the other way and quickly scoring.
been a convincing performance by Rock Island so far as they try and make a emphatic statement that they are indeed the kings of the Western Big Six Conference. And through 2.5 quarters here so far tonight, there is no doubt who the better team is. Let's just hope we've got something in us to get back in this.
Ranked 10th in Class 4A with a record of 19-4 coming in tonight. They've played pretty darn well here in the second half of the season since the Christmas tournament. Not that they weren't playing well prior to the holidays, but they've kept it going and built on it and lead the Streaks by 20 here, opening the second half on a 15-2 run. On the inbounds to Meeker, got free inside the lane. His shot won't go down, but he's fouled. And Ethan will have to earn it from the free throw line.
How tough has it been, that shot, man, right under the basket, and it rimmed in and out. And so he'll have two free throws, but he could have had a chance at a three.
Well, C.J. Neville's picked up his third foul now. Meeker makes the first free throw. His first point of the second half gives him 9 for the game. By the way, Meeker has now moved into the top 10 in all-time scoring at Galesburg High School. He needed 4, and now he's in double figures with 10 tonight. So Meeker has moved past Jordan Watson, and he's 9 points behind Mark Junk for 9th on the all-time list. So congratulations to Ethan. Streaks down 18. It's not the kind of night that he wanted to do it so far. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter, still a long way to go, and Rock Island calls timeout. Tom Siegel apparently didn't like a rather static offense he saw coming down the court there with 4:22 to go third quarter.
Interesting use of a timeout there. While we've got this time, let's go ahead and tell you that our transportation being provided tonight by Galesburg Nissan. We're driving a 2013 Nissan Murano. It's white. It's very comfortable. And you can stop by and ask about that certified pre-owned vehicle, or you can stop by and ask about great financing on new vehicles right now with the all-new Altimas and all the new Rogues, 0% for 60 months. So inquire about that. If you've been thinking about making that change to a new vehicle, maybe the best time to do it. A lot of folks will be out when the weather gets warm, spring is in the air. Right now you might be able to pull off that even better deal at Galesburg Nissan with a 0% financing. Some great great incentives there to pick up one of the best-selling vehicles in America, the Nissan Altima at Galesburg Nissan near the Sandberg Mall.
4:22 to go, third quarter. Galesburg down 18, 41-23. Rocks with the ball coming out of that 30-second timeout. UT leading Alleman by 7 halfway through the fourth quarter, 47-40. Streaks will play the Panthers next week in the season finale. Driving in from the left side, pull-up jumper, well defended and banking it anyway is Jones. He's 3-for-3 from the field here in the second half, 15 for the game. Not much else Ethan could have done to defend that one. Jones is on fire tonight. Streaks down 20. Cody Hawthorne on the outside, left side pass to Meeker on the wing. Steps back, they let him shoot it. A long one is off the rim. Streaks still can't hit from the outside, and Hall gets the weak side rebound on the opposite. Hall, shake and bake, can't lose Devin Ross on the outside. Back behind him, a drive down the lane, leaving it off, dumping it off, shot up and in on a low block for Miles. 45-23.
We are just getting cut up here tonight. Rock Island has been very impressive.
Shaw drives, spin in from the right side, draws contact on the floor. Cavante will shoot two. Well, Cavante attacks the basket. Streaks continue to be frustrated by the ball not going through the bucket, though.
Well, you watch this game, you wonder, how do we ever play them a close game last month at Thiel Gym?
How did UT take him down to three, take him down to the very wire last week?
Yeah, how did Quincy beat him up here?
Shaw misses the first. Devontae's really lost his shooting touch from the free throw line, it seems. He was one of the Streak's best and still is solid on the season at just under 72%, but that number has gone steadily down in the last 3 weeks, and he's 1-for-3 from the line tonight. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Second one up, in and out. And another rocky rebound. Tyler Hall with 5 boards on the night. Into the front court, drawing a tap. Hall passes it away. Now poked away on the floor, but Rock Island gets to it first. Now they have numbers. Into the left corner, Hall trying to drive baseline, and a hand check foul called on Williams. Hall got the arm out there, tried to push Joe off. Joe reaching in anyway, picks up his third foul. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Streaks down 22.
Yeah, that game 2 years ago, we were up here and came back and nearly won that thing. I always, you know, you think of the C.J. Carr shot, but Trevon Diggins was awesome. He must have stole the ball four times and made layups going the other way, and almost single-handedly brought Galesburg back there in one stretch. Don't know if we're going to be able to get that done tonight.
Now, we've got a long way to go, and time already starting to work against the Streaks. There's still 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, because the farther they fall behind, obviously, the much more difficult it becomes. If you're down 20 in the first half, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If you're down 20 at halftime, that's another thing. If you're down 20 with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, you're really starting to get yourself into some deep, deep territory. On the inbound, wide open, basket and a foul. They found Larry Dixon cutting in through the lane, got in front of his man. All the Streaks could do is foul him from the backside, and they continue to embarrass the Streaks here defensively here tonight.
Yeah, this is starting to look like the Providence game. Our offense has been a little better than it was that night, but Rock Island just having their way with us like Providence did. And, you know, I thought, well, maybe Rock Island, this big lead, they may slow it down a little bit, take some air out of the ball. I don't think they need to. I mean, they're just rolling. They're not missing any shots. They're having fun right now. And, unfortunately, it's at the Silver Streaks' expense. This is shaping up to be the worst beating of the year.
Maybe not in terms of points, but in terms of impact.
Yep.
Here's Ross into the lane. Gets a shot up. That won't go. An offensive rebound tip-up won't go. And now a tie-up as Eric Thompson crawled up the back of a Rock Island player on the opposite side. And the officials call a held ball on that. It's going to go back Rock Island's direction anyway.
Let's see. Rock Island missed their first shot this quarter and have made nine in a row now. Yep. Most of them right under the basket, but a few jump shots as well.
Here's a turnover forced by the Streaks. Good pass from J.J. finding Ross down the lane in transition up for the left-hand layup. 48-25. Second basket of the quarter for Ross. He has six for the game. A trap. Firing it into the left corner. A wide open three for Prince Dilworth is good. 10 in a row. And it's 51-25. Their biggest lead of the night.
It's been a while since I've seen a team hit 10 straight from the field.
Backdoor cut by J.J. Forces the shot. That's an off-balance shot. Can't hit. Dilworth with a rebound. Outlet pass into the front court. Jones driving. Around Thompson on the wraparound. Eric reaches back. Hooks him. Picks up his third foul. And they're going to say the ball on the floor. And they're going to let Jones shoot free throws here. I guess he will shoot two.
My gosh, he almost made that shot.
I know it.
Clear around up and under and threw the thing underhand high off the glass, and it nearly fell in. All smiles for the Rocks right now. There's a team out there on senior night that's having a whole lot of fun.
Meanwhile, I have the Streaks 2 of 11 in the third quarter. I think that's what I have them anyway. So as good as the Rocks have been offensively here in the second half, the Streaks have been almost as bad on the other end.
Yep.
One of two free throws made. We have a palindrome scored. Unfortunately for the Streaks, they're on the bottom end of it. 52-25, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. On the right side, Williams. Working his way to the left side of the arc, now reverses back right. Pulls it back behind him, J.J. Drives, dishes it off, batted away. Intended for Hawthorne, stolen away by the Rocks. Driving into the front court, leaving it to the baseline, Dilworth. Skipping it back out, now into the hands of Hall at the top of the arc. Draws a double team, fires it down low, baseline shot, up and in. Miles with a basket, 54-25. 29-point lead. Meeker, quick three, other end. Nope. Weak side rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Williams. Let's get it back.
I've seen Ethan have some tough shooting nights, but this may be the worst. He just cannot. Now he's got some points, but his perimeter shot is just not there.
Well, here's an eye-opener, Jim. If this game keeps going like it is, it'll open some eyes just in terms of the margin of victory, with the Rocks up by 29 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Dunlap beat Metamora, 46-45.
Dunlap's been getting better.
Eagles senior night. Oh, they finally missed a shot right under the basket. Nick Myler with the defense into the game, trying to give the Streaks a lift. A scramble for the ball, and somehow the Streaks come up with it. Quick three on the opposite end by Ross. Won't go. Rebound batted around. Three Streaks touched it, and they still couldn't come up with it. Dilworth finally crawls in with a rebound.
Getting out rebounded 10-3 in this quarter. It's one of those, the stat sheets just I mean, there's nothing about this game that the Silver Streaks are doing well. Rock Island is just thrashing us at every aspect of the game tonight.
Well, and in the first half, I felt like the Streaks were attacking the basket. And then when things, as you said, Jim, kind of got intimidated down there, and then we've just become a jump-shooting team.
Yeah. Well, and you know, last time we had the ball, and several times, J.J. Range gets penetration in the lane, but he doesn't have the confidence to finish the shot. I realize he's small in there, but, boy, you've got to find a way to get that thing up. And so he tries a bounce pass. Well, they're more than ready for that, and they just steal the ball.
Streaks create a held ball and force the first Rock Island turnover of the second half. Meeker penetrates, dishes it out to Williams on the wing. Joe drives to the high post, throws it behind Cavante, who was cutting right to left. It's another Galesburg turnover and another Rock Island runout. Hall's first basket of the second half. He has 14, and it's a 31-point Rock Island lead as Galesburg just has to fire a long shot in desperation at the end of the third quarter. The Rocks put up 30 on the Streaks in the third quarter, outscore them 30-6, and lead by 31 heading into the fourth quarter, 56-25. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. You've got a chance to support your Abingdon musicians at the A-Town Music Boosters Trivia Night on Saturday, March 7th at the American Legion. Form teams of up to 10 at $10 per person, 21 and over only. Register by March 1st. And for more information, click our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks down 31 as we start the fourth quarter. Cavante Shaw, top of the arc, hits a three. Let the comeback begin. 56-28. First basket of the game for Cavante, who's got four.
If we come back to win this one, we'll be on ESPN.
Myler draws a bumping foul. He was doing everything he could to stay up with Jason Jones on the quick dribble and penetration. First foul of the game on Nick Myler. 16 fouls on the Streaks.
Sorry, we're getting out-rebounded 32-13 right now. They were 12 of 14 from the field in the third quarter, including 10 straight.
Lob on the inbound into the backcourt to Miles. Myler came in from the backside, poked it loose. Turnover. Ross to the other end. Finishes it off with a layup. Telling you,
there's our five straight.
56-30, and now Rock Island turns it over, and Tom Siegel's ticked off. He immediately calls the 30-second timeout. Man, I would not want to go to that timeout right now. That was a terrible pass.
Yeah. Tom's a pretty mild-mannered guy, but you start throwing lob passes when you're way ahead at home and try a little showtime. I had a feeling the Rocks might start doing that, and they're going to get a little correction from Coach Siegel right now.
All right, we want to remind again our listeners, Silver Streaks girls basketball coming up next week as Galesburg heads into the sectional for the first time in 3 years. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on the call. It's a Monday game, right, Jim? If I remember right.
Well, it is a Monday.
I've got the schedule. All I've got to do is look at it.
They got the late game. Two games, so 7:30 maybe.
They figure it is.
I was talking to Tom today and kind of agree with him. They figure that first game could go quickly without a lot of fouls because Morton will probably destroy. I mean, if they win tonight, I guess we're assuming probably destroy.
And they did. They won by 32, I think. Here's Meeker driving in and a big block by Miles coming in from the weak side. Ethan thought he had a clear path to the basket. Miles came out of nowhere to create the rejection. 26-point lead. Here's another turnover. Myler again. How about a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate? He's given the Streaks a lift, and now Galesburg gives it right back on the opposite end.
No, that's what Coach Reynolds, I'm sure, wanted when he put him in the game. Said, somebody go out there and fight for me a little bit.
Yeah, create some havoc. Nick's been a battler. Trying to lose his man on the outside. We got a foul on the floor.
And he made a circus shot.
C.J. Neville, but it's not going to count. The official immediately indicated it's on the floor.
Oh, the one out high gave it.
Well, now they're talking it over. They better not count that.
The guy out near half court gave it to him. Yep, they gave it to him.
Unbelievable. Well, except it's not unbelievable. We've seen it a lot this year, more than we ever have at the high school level.
Yeah, that was a circus variety. He was airborne and out at an angle, I don't know, probably 15 feet from the basket and threw it up there and banked it in. But that's the way it's gone tonight for Rock Island.
Yep.
They can do no wrong.
Neville in double figures with 10. Foul on Ross, and he finishes off the three-point play. 59-30. And if nothing else, it keeps that hot shooting percentage going for them. Ross into the front court. That ends the 5-0 mini run by the Streaks to start the fourth quarter. Ross, left side over to Myler. On the outside, gives off to Meeker. He'll hit the three. Yep. Squared up nicely for it. Looked good as soon as he let it go. 59-33. Streaks down 26. And another timeout called by Tom Siegel, who's barking at his kids again.
Yeah, it's one of those. Rock Island has enjoyed this comfortable lead now, and I'm sure they obviously like to keep that and get as many seniors as they can in this ball game. It is their senior night. But if they let Galesburg peck away here a little bit and keep it still within reason to maybe come back, they can't put those other seniors that don't get much playing time out on the court. So 6:11 to go, and, yeah, surprising. Tom Siegel's used two timeouts here in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Called one 45 seconds into the third quarter after Galesburg scored the first 5 points, and then Rock Island had a terrible pass from half court that was 3 feet over the head of the man down low. So that was 45 seconds into the fourth quarter, and now just over a minute later, he calls another 30-second timeout after Meeker got wide open for three. Streaks with a full court press on into the front court. Jones, after they were in trouble in the back court, but then Neville managed to pass out of it over to Jones, who's got the ball now. Losing Williams, drives, and does the up and under with the layup.
Boy, he's been special tonight.
It's been showtime for Rock Island since about midway through the second quarter. They lead by 28, 5:40 to go in the game. Bounce pass right side. Shaw working his way in, off balance, over his man who was laying on the floor, gets the basket. And a foul called gives Cavante a chance at a three-point play. And yeah, now the Rock Island players are having a fit.
Well, Neville gets off the floor and says, man, he just shoved me down.
And he did.
I can't disagree. Huh.
That's a fourth foul on C.J. Neville. Shaw will go to the line. He's got 5 in the quarter, 6 for the game. 5:39 to play. And the free throw, good. Suddenly the Streaks are shooting a lot better. But barring a miracle, it's too little and way too late. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Galesburg down 25. 61-36. Jason Jones in the midcourt circle. How much does a game like this affect the Streak's confidence? There's another layup. Jones worked around a screen, dribbled it all the way in from the outside.
Another complete breakdown by the Galesburg defense. Jones just split the seam too quick, layup.
Williams on the right side, up top Myler, left side over to Meeker. Myler sets the screen, Ethan works his way right, passes it away to Shaw, fakes right, drives left, down the lane, shot up and in. Maybe Cavante Shaw, Dave's auto body crunch time player of the game. He's starting to light it up here in the fourth quarter.
Galesburg 4-5 from the field, but Rock Island still yet to miss. And up, there, oh, missed one finally by Hall.
Hall alters the shot, but then gets the offensive rebound and the putback. He just out-battled everybody down low. He was surrounded by 3 Silver Streaks, and he still got the rebound. Meeker, up top, Shaw. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. 27-point Rock Island lead. Williams, here's Cavante, a 3. Yeah. Good.
Well, I think he's pretty well secured the crunch time player of the game just in this fourth quarter.
Full timeout by the Streaks, 65-41, 4:23 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
End of the third quarter at Quincy. Moline hanging in, trailing the Blue Devils 38-34, so they shaved another point off the lead. Final in the UT game as the Panthers defeat Alleman 57-42. Here at 65-41 Rock Island, the big showdown we were hoping for played out through the first, 10 minutes of the game. We had, hard to believe, you go back then, 8 lead changes until Rock Island started to open up the lead. They had a 7-point halftime lead after the Streaks had cut it to 4, and then really went on a big run in the third quarter to blow out the Silver Streaks. Galesburg's cut a little bit off the lead here, down by 24 halfway through the fourth quarter, but now Rock Island spreading it out and just going to run some offense with the ball and be happy to take as much time off the clock. Lane is really open. They'll try to get a backdoor cut if they can. With Thompson in with 4 fouls. Here's a baseline shot. Short. And the rebound taken away over the back of Meeker as Dixon comes down with it. So they got probably a better kind of a shot that the Streaks would have wanted defensively. And now another miss in the lane, this time by Dixon.
First time this half they've missed 2 shots in a row.
Ross got the rebound, but then Meeker couldn't hit the 3. And Rock Island gets the rebound. And Meeker hits that 3. I still don't think there's nearly enough time, but you start to wonder how interesting things could get. But Rock Island is successfully taking about a minute off the clock here without the Streaks being able to do anything. And another penetration by Jones. Uses his body to get the right hand shot up with the left hand behind him shielding the flare. And it's a 26-point lead again. The pass down low, out high to Meeker, rattles a free through. 67-44.
And the Streaks will take a 30-second timeout. So if nothing else in this fourth quarter, we've kept playing hard and finally hitting some shots to where instead of losing by 40, we may only lose by 15 or 20.
Let's see, I've got us, Jim, 4, 5, 6, 7 of 9 in this quarter.
Yeah, 4 three-pointers.
And that's after we hit 8 shots total in the first three quarters?
Exactly, yep.
So partially a matter of relaxing a bit, I suppose. Just playing with a little more, I don't want to say ease necessarily, but you know, suddenly you realize that the game's out of reach, so you just kind of relax a little bit and the shots start going through. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, because we've had shots throughout the game. It's not been that we haven't been able to get shots off, but we have inside we haven't got any off, but outside just nothing had gone in. You know, I thought Joe Williams, Joe is quick. But I'll tell you what, you see this Jones for Rock Island, and he's another step above Joe Williams.
Joe with the steal, and Dixon on the opposite end takes it away from Devin Ross, and then a travel at the other end. So turnover, turnover, turnover.
Yep. But now I'll tell you, and Jason Jones.
Oh, Jones, yeah.
He's just a junior, so we're going to have to deal with him again next year. Man, and really, he's out of there now, I think, but They could literally just spread the court and have him go one-on-one, and then there's nothing we could do. There was nothing we could do with the guy.
Range on the outside gives to Shaw. Steps right, fires a 3 off the front of the rim. On the floor, rebound, and a travel. Of course, Sean McDuffie came up with it. Got called for traveling as he got knocked down. And, yep, the Streaks are going to hang on to it. Those whistles came flying in there. I thought maybe they were going to talk it over and reverse the call, but Streaks do hang on to it. Down 23, just over 2 minutes to go in the game. Meeker steps inside the arc. Pull-up jumper from 15 feet won't go. There's Dixon again with a rebound for the Rocks. Now, Streaks had a chance to at least make it a little more respectable as here's a miss from three-point range. Rock Island continues to battle for it, and then flying out of bounds, Dilworth trying to chase down his own miss, goes out of bounds with the rebound, and the Streaks hang on to it. As I was saying, the Streaks had a chance maybe to make it a little more respectable, as you indicated, Jim, maybe get it down to 15, but they've missed some shots. Chance to cut a little into it, missed some
opportunities with some turnovers. So now Mike Reynolds is going to start pulling out his starters, and Rock Island's going to start pulling out the seniors on senior night, and the crowd comes to its feet. With a minute 54 to go in the game and a 23-point Rock Island lead, and they are well on their way to their sixth straight Western Big Six Conference Championship.
Now, this is the way you hope senior night plays out if you're Rock Island, or any team for that matter. Home court against a conference rival in a big game, you blow them out to the point where you can just make free substitutions and have everybody be happy. The Streaks have obliged, and their happiness so far in this one, it's not been a good night for Galesburg.
Streaks turn it over on the opposite end. Mark Mangieri faked the three-pointer, apparently left his feet when he came back down with it. Minute 40 to go in the game. On the outside, this is Caleb Bewalt, and he hits. He's just a junior. The way the crowd reacted, you'd think he was a senior who hadn't scored all season. 25-point Rock Island lead. Everybody's making things happen tonight. Cal Morling on the opposite end as the ball poked away. It goes right to Memphis Nicholson for the Streaks. Trapped in the corner, and a reach foul call. Seven fouls on Rock Island. That'll put Memphis at the line for a 1-1.
Well, what a night and day it'll be playing against this overpowering Rock Island team tonight, and then tomorrow going to play a Chillicothe IVC team that's struggled to win a game this year.
2-19, right?
Yep.
Nicholson misses the free throw. Rock Island with a rebound.
They've had a few of those tonight.
I don't even want to know what the final numbers are going to be. Although it's tempered a bit here, I think, in the fourth quarter. There's another Rock Island turnover as the Streaks reserves against the Rock Island reserves get in there and create some havoc. Darius Salmons at the other end with under a minute to go in the game and a 69-44 Rock Island lead. It's been a long night, but thankfully a quick game. Cal Morling fires a three off the mark. Rebound Rock Island. And a blocking foul called on Nick Myler on the trap on Awalt for Rock Island coming out with a rebound.
See, I've got them for 40 rebounds right now.
Oh, my gosh. I said I didn't want to know, Jim.
I got to have something to do here. There's not much to talk about on the court.
And, you know, and when I look at Rock Island's individual rebounding numbers, as Awalt misses a free throw. Oh, there's another one. There's 41. Now 42. Wow. And a putback.
42 to 15 on the boards. 42 to 15.
And a 27-point lead and another Galesburg turnover. Stolen away by Rock Island with 20 seconds to go. And a layup. Looked like Andre McKinney wanted to go up for the dunk, and maybe he just lost the grip on it a little bit, but he still got the layup.
Yeah, he had his body squared away.
He did.
But then at the last second decided against it.
73-44, wow. The final.
Wow.
Rock Island clinches up an outright Western Big Six Conference Championship. For their 20th win of the year, and the Streaks will have to regroup.
Whew.
Get ready for IBC tomorrow night.
What a smoker we got put on us tonight. Wow.
Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
One quick day. The WGIL Radio Auction. Saturday, March 21st.
be ready to call in your bids on items like these.
Item 406 is quite special, so take a look online on our auction webpage and think about it. The Nordic Escape Premium Hot Tub from Tri-State's Water Pool and Spa retails for just over $6,000 and comes already filled with the promise of years of relaxation.
The WGIL Radio Auction, Saturday, March 21st at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
Shoe shopping isn't what it once was. Your options? Self-serve in store or play the online game. Before you lose all hope in having a good old-fashioned shoe shopping experience, make a trip to Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have a full line of upscale shoes and boots that you can be fitted for and try on in the store. Brands like Sperry, Sass, Tansco, Bjorn, Florsheim, Merrell, Rockport, Timberline, and Red Wing. When you want a well-made pair of shoes with excellent fit and customer service that doesn't include a return mail label, you gotta go to Breedlove's.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. The Warren County Relay for Life kicks off their 2015 campaign Saturday, March 14th at the Monmouth VFW. Starts at 5:30. It's $5 at the door. You'll hear Eternity Road and feast on Eddie B's pulled pork. There's a silent auction, too. Check the other details on the calendar at WGIL.com.
Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, a chance of snow this evening, becoming more likely after midnight tonight, accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, a low of 22. Tomorrow, snow likely in the morning, becoming a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, little or no snow accumulation though, high of 32. Tomorrow night, cloudy and colder, a low of 7. Sunday, partly sunny, blustery and colder with a high of 10. Wind shear readings 5 below to 15 below 0. And Sunday night, partly cloudy and colder, a low of 6 below. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 22 at WGIL.
Stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, we're paid to talk, and I really don't know what to say after this. Yeah, I'll say it. It's a butt kicking. I don't think the FCC can come after me for that.
And holy I would cow. Guess when Mike Reynolds shows up, that will be pretty much his summation of what he saw out here tonight, too.
73-44, Rock Island in dominant fashion. When the Streaks were within 4, 10 seconds to go in the first half, Rock Island gets a 3 from Jason Jones to get the lead back up to 7. I told you at the time, Jim, you know, a 7-point lead is anything but insurmountable in the second half. But that 3-pointer just made it feel like such a much bigger lead. I had no idea it was going to be the spark to an 11-0 run to start the second half. Overall, it ended up being a 15-2 run and a 30-6 whooping in the third quarter overall, and a 29-point victory for these Rocks here tonight. They didn't look like the number 10 team in Class 4A. They looked about like the number 3 or 4 team, maybe.
Yeah, you know, we had got it down around the 20 mark, and I thought, well, maybe at least for those casual observers that didn't listen or see this tonight, they might see the score tomorrow and think, oh, Rock Island won. But without it being obvious what a blowout it was. But then in the final minute there, they had another flurry.
Yep.
And thank goodness the clock expired. That's the only merciful thing that could have happened to the Silver Streaks tonight, was to get this thing to end and get on the bus and go home. I always think of the words of John Elder, the old football coach at Alexis, and I called him one Monday morning. I said, how'd it go Friday night, John? He goes, well, Jim, the only thing we did right was get on the bus to go home. And that's pretty much what the Silver Streaks are looking at here tonight.
So, shall we go over our final statistics, or should we do our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? Because we've got, believe it or not, two candidates. Kevonte Shaw got hot in the fourth quarter there, but I still think I like Nick Myler. I mean, the kid came off the bench and created some turnovers. He's the only one who looked like he really played with any kind of life here tonight.
Yeah.
Now, granted, in both, I mean, the one thing about it is, in both cases, it was anything but crunch time when those two kids were doing their thing. But I like what Nick did, just from the sheer standpoint of nobody else was getting anything done.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out and he created some turnovers and he caused some havoc and he played hard. And
Yep, that's what he was put in there for. Coach Reynolds knows he's not going to go in there and change the scoreboard.
Right.
But just maybe change the complexion of the game a little bit as far as intensity, at least contesting some things. We got to the point, you don't see Mike Reynolds' team very often just completely break down on defense and not contest shots. Well,
Jones, we did.
Jones had us so back on our heels tonight that it, like I said, they several times they just cleared the whole lane out. All four guys went each corner and had Jones. And it didn't matter whether it was Joe Williams or who it was out there. He just went right to the basket. That's how quick he was. He was special here tonight.
And we were making the point about the rebounding game here earlier. And then something happened on the floor. I don't remember what it was. And I stopped in the point that I was making. But we were talking about how Rock Island dominated the game. And it's not the kind of thing. What Eric Thompson have in that game against Rocky last month? Like 17 rebounds, I think it was?
At least 15.
I mean, it was just an enormous game.
And probably five block shots.
And when you look at the game here tonight, you look at Rocky with 42 rebounds is what we ended up with. And you think, somebody probably had a huge night. No. Tyler Hall had six rebounds. Jason Jones, C.J. Neville, Larry Dixon, Prince Dilworth all had five rebounds. That's 26 rebounds among five guys. Mm-hmm. You can't get more balance than that. I mean, it's just everybody was involved. Everybody was getting the job done.
Yeah. Well, and, we had 15 rebounds. And I would venture to say at least five or six of those were just the team variety that the ball happened to go out of bounds and it went back to us. It wasn't like we went up there and grabbed a rebound. Those were harder to come by than a made shot tonight, and those were hard enough.
Yeah.
But to get a clean rebound in this game was, at any point of it, was very difficult for the Silver Streaks. We've seen this act before up here in Rock Island over the many years we've been doing this. They always put a lot of good athletes on the floor, even if they're not shooting well. They get chance after chance after chance. And I thought maybe not so much this year after what we saw at John Thiel Gym, the way we had stood toe-to-toe with them. But this tonight was just an absolute flashback to a lot of what we've seen in the past. And in that third quarter, they didn't even need any second chances. Hit 12 of 14 shots. And
while the Streaks were shooting 2 of 14 in the third quarter.
So, as you might guess, Mike Reynolds is nowhere to be found yet. I'm sure there's heart-to-heart going on in the locker room. Again, he doesn't like to lose, but to lose 73 to 44 really is going to rub him the wrong way. And so probably not a real fun scene in the locker room tonight, but they got another one tomorrow night. And this is one of those weeks where it's a darn good thing we do. Yeah. You don't want to go into a whole week off with the flavor of this in your mouth. So after their tongue lashing that they're probably getting, a little soul searching in the locker room, Mike will come up. We'll right the ship and go over to Chillicothe tomorrow night and look for win number 23, which we certainly didn't come close to getting here tonight.
So Nick Myler, Dave's auto body crunch time player of the game.
That works
okay
for
with
me.
That? All right, let's go ahead and give our final statistics, as at least there's a Grant Gibson sighting coming out of the locker room and a Matt Pogue sighting. So Coach might be on his way shortly. Our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Jim.
All right, if we must, Rock Island shoots a 58% clip despite going just 5 of 14 in the first quarter and still under 50% at half, but just torched us in that second half and end up 31 of 53 from the field. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks, with some shots that went down in the fourth quarter, we made, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6 at one point after hardly anything earlier in the game. Streaks 15 of 46 from the field, 32% for the game. Even more appalling, the rebounding numbers. Rock Island with 42 rebounds tonight and 15 for Gelsberg.
Ugh.
So almost a 3-1 margin. Seemed like more than that if we watched the game.
How did we ever get 15?
Yeah, the turnovers really didn't matter the way this game went. 16 for Rock Island and 12 for Gelsberg. But those were a non-event. It was the shooting and the rebounding of the dominant Rock Island Rocks.
Rocks 5 of 11 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 6 of 22. Rock Island 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Gelsberg 8 of 14. Three players in double figures for Rock Island, led by Jason Jones with 22, Tyler Hall 16, and C.J. Neville 11. William Miles had 7, Larry Dixon 5, DeAndre Morrow, Prince Dilworth 3 apiece. Three other players had 2 each for the Rocks. Ethan Meeker leads the Streaks with 16. He moved into 10th place all-time on the all-time scoring list tonight, but not in celebratory fashion. Kevante Shaw also in double figures with 12. Devin Ross had 8. Joe Williams finished with 6. Eric Thompson, 2. Nobody else scored for the Streaks. Take a timeout. Talk with Streaks coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on the postgame of WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
.73-44 the final as Galesburg falls tonight at Rock Island, and now we can officially say Western Big Six Conference champion Rock Island. Sixth year in a row they have won the conference title. And Jim, as you mentioned, you know, it is senior night up here. They only started one senior. They had four juniors in the starting lineup. Tyler Hall's the only senior. Jones, Neville, Dixon, Miles, they're all juniors.
Yeah, ouch. Well, that's, the, you know, Hall's the best of the bunch, but the other group is really good too. So while the next year they'll just be really good instead of having a superstar added to their mix. And we absolutely saw them at their best tonight. And again, how much a part did we play in that? Well, I suppose to some degree we did, because we let them do some things that normally Streaks defensive teams don't. But still, they just outclassed us today.
Yeah, yeah. And the Streaks, to their own case, start three juniors, and the first two guys coming off the bench are juniors, so they're in pretty good position to do some things nicely this year as well. But what we saw here tonight doesn't give us any reassurance that we're in any position to knock these guys off next year. Now, granted, I know that's a long ways away, but
sure,
that's just how well Coach Tom Siegel has things going here at Rock Island right now.
Well, if you remember last week when we played Quincy, they're going to lose their point guard, but not a whole lot else.
True.
They've got a lot of the big sophomores that are still growing down in the low post, and freshman guard that was very impressive for them. So Quincy, Galesburg, and Rock Island are all probably your front runners in the league going into next year. But right now the bigger issue is going into the postseason, and I'm really glad that Rock Island's in Class 4A right now, and we're 3A after tonight's game.
Amen. And you talking about that reminds me, I needed to look up. Quincy did hold off Moline 50-41. So the outcome was as we expected, maybe not as dominating as we expected it to be. But
yep.
Rockridge, just a one-point win over Sterling Newman. That's a bit of a surprise, 57-56, but they got it done. And UT defeated Alleman, as we mentioned earlier, 57-41. So things kind of shook out as we expected there. Macomb knocked off Monmouth-Roseville in a tight one, 52-51 in that one. Oh, the Blue Devils are actually down one. Quincy was trailing Moline 41-40, and they scored the last 10 points of the game and won it by 9.
Yeah, well, they've done that a few times on their home court over the years, but again, Moline gave them a game, which they couldn't do up at Wharton Fieldhouse a few weeks ago.
Rova, a big win tonight in overtime over Annawan, 58-53.
Final night is the Tigers of
yep.
Rova. So both they and Williamsfield celebrating their last games with their old school nicknames with victories last night and
big
tonight.
Big victories, yeah. South Fulton over Peoria Heights, 49-46. And again, the girls game that may have been of most interest to our listeners, just worth repeating that Morton was a winner in the 3A girls regional, 67-35. So wasn't close, and
wow,
we didn't necessarily expect that one to be a tight game either, but that's a significant portion of the Galesburg sectional
right
trip.
Well, and that's the girls, if they're gonna win that sectional, that's quite a field. That's quite, well,
yeah,
three out of the four anyway. They're going to be put to the test. Peoria, Richwoods, and then if they can win that one, in all likelihood Morton, to get out of that sectional. So that's got to be one of the tougher ones in the state.
Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with the call for you on that one. We'll have it at 7:06 for the pregame Monday night from La Salle, Peru. That's, again, if everything is running on time. But, again, before that, we've got Galesburg boys basketball tomorrow night at Chillicothe against the Grey Ghosts of IBC. And if it sounds familiar, that's because the girls just played IBC earlier this week in regional play. And that one's a little earlier tomorrow night, by a half hour, so our pregame tomorrow night at 6:40. And then Illini basketball against Michigan State coming up on Sunday, and the suddenly vulnerable-looking Spartans of Michigan State. And Illinois already winning at East Lansing. You like their chances to come home and maybe get another one.
Yeah, although I watched Michigan State take it to Michigan in, Ann Arbor earlier this week. So that was a little scary to see how well they could play in a hostile environment in Ann Arbor. So we'll see if Illinois can get that second win over the Spartans. I'm not sure Tom Izzo is going to let that happen.
Here again tonight, the Streaks lose by 29, still awaiting a word from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, who is in the vicinity. The sophomores lost by a final of 59-47 in that one. I do also want to mention, we were talking about what's coming up programming-wise here on WGIL over the next 3 days, but we do want to remind our listeners we got NASCAR coming up as well, starting on FM 95 Sunday.
Some little race called the Daytona 500.
I think I've heard of that before. Seems to be kind of an important one, I guess.
Yeah, so we thought we might turn up the network on that and let you hear what's going on Sunday.
11 o'clock Sunday morning for the Daytona 500. And was reading a little bit before our game started here tonight. NASCAR suspended Kurt Busch indefinitely. Not that he hasn't had some controversy and some issues follow him throughout his career, but he won't be part of the race. And I know more than a few fans certainly aren't sorry about that, given his reputation.
Yeah, that's right. There's more things going on off the track than on the track for him right now. And meanwhile, Tony Stewart kind of laying low and trying to just get back into the routine after last year's craziness.
Yep. All right, here tonight, Streaks fall 73-44. Rock Island wins the Western Big Six Conference Championship outright. They're 8-1 heading into their final game with Moline at Wharton Fieldhouse next Friday night. They will play Peoria Manual tomorrow night in a game that we'll certainly be watching the outcome very closely, as Manual is in the Canton Regional with Galesburg, a possible regional championship shaping up against Manual or Peoria High School. Galesburg, we found out today, will get the 6 o'clock game Tuesday night in Canton on March 3rd, and that'll be the winner against the winner of Limestone and Canton, which will play each other on Monday night. And then Manual and Peoria will follow our game on that Tuesday night to determine who plays for the regional championship. Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now after a tough loss here tonight. Jim, let's find out what the coach has to say.
All right. Well, Coach, we won't keep you too long. I'm sure we pretty well said everything there is to say. Not a whole lot good coming out of this one. Got out-rebounded 42-15, and the numbers everywhere, just a lot of red ink in this one.
Well, we weren't very good, and I was honest with the guys, and they're honest with themselves. If you don't want to feel like this, you got to be better, and we were kind of trying to find our way, and we lost our mind a little bit, and they certainly took advantage of it, and that's what really good teams do, and they had a little more balance and a little more energy. They had their crowd into it. This is the first time we've looked scared on the road, and at times we looked like that maybe a couple minutes in there in the second quarter, and 3 or 4 minutes in the third quarter and the game was over.
Tried to attack the basket early on. Looked like we got intimidated, and did we become too much of a jump shooting team after that?
Well, I mean, I think we have good shooters, so we think that they're going to go in a lot, but yeah, I mean, I think, we went to the rim and they fouled some and we got some calls, and then we didn't play through contact and finish and a lot of standing and watching. That's not who we are. We got to move the ball and pass the ball and share the ball, and we didn't do a lot of that tonight, and it wasn't real good.
Obviously, as you get ready for teams, especially conference teams, you've played them before, you've scouted them a lot this year. Is this the best you've seen Rock Island play so far?
Yeah, I mean, they're really good against Normal Community, lost at the buzzer, but I mean, when we have to extend the game and extend our pressure, that's not going to be a good scenario. But, I mean, we had no choice. Once we got down 16, 17, 18 points, you got to try something, because they're not going to lose an 18-point lead just by themselves. So, and they played wild and threw it away 3 or 4 times. Tom called a couple timeouts. We could never capitalize. We could never hit enough shots or I think we're under 30% again, which I don't know if it's the defenses. I mean, I'm certain they were good, but offensively, I know we were as bad as we've ever been.
We have talked over the last few weeks about building this team's confidence back up, because we know the confidence was shaken there in January. Yeah. And you've talked about using this month of February to get to build back up and get ready for the postseason. How do you approach the guys in terms of trying to keep moving forward here? Do you just say, let's just put this behind us and move forward? What do you do from here?
I challenge them to remember the feeling. It's bad. You don't want to feel like this. Last time we felt like this in a hotly contested game was when we played Dunlap last year in the regional final, and that didn't feel real well. This doesn't feel real well, but the one thing about this is not the end. You know, we've got some goals in mind. We want to play, you know, and in 2 weeks we on this day we want to be up here with a smile on our face. And I think our A game does it. I still believe that, you know, and we got to tap into that and find that a little bit. And you know, we weren't very good. You know, there's you know, and you know, it's our job now to not let it happen again.
Well, you know, in addition to Hall, we thought their whole team played well. But the Jones kid at the guard spot a couple times down here, they just cleared out. He just took it to the basket. He was so quick. He was really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we had to extend out, I mean, that's, you know, you're supposed to make him shoot contested jump shots. But the game plan went out the window when, you know, they hit us in the mouth a few times and we never hit back. And you know, that's not who we are. But I've said it for 7 years here. The most aggressive team always wins in our league. And that it proved true again.
Good to come back tomorrow night, though, after a night like this, too, right? Get back and go after somebody.
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow night. I mean, yeah, I mean, we're pretty down. And, you know, we're gonna fight like crazy tomorrow. And you know, and we got to go to another senior night. We got two more of those to roll through. So I trust our guys. You know, we trust them. So we think that we'll get a more fluid game, a little better effort, a little more rhythm. And, you know, not as much standing and watching like we had tonight. And we're better than we showed tonight. You know, Rock Island's probably not as good as they showed, you know, on a consistent level. What do they say? You always kind of throw out your best games and your worst games and you know, take your two best, your two worst, throw them out, and that's probably who you are. And throw this in Providence out and, you know, a couple of those good ones, we're probably still pretty good. So we need to continue to push forward and no excuses. They outplayed us and they beat us and we tipped their hat to them and we'll try to, you know, break their streak next year.
See you in Chillicothe.
All right, thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds joining us after each and every game to share some of his thoughts about the outcome. We'll take a final timeout when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at participating sponsors. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Not much to add after a 29-point loss, nearly 30 points here at Rock Island. 73-44 the final, and the Rocks clinched their sixth straight outright Western Big Six Conference Championship. As Jim was just saying, we'll be at Chillicothe tomorrow night. A little earlier start, 6:44 the pregame, as we'll battle the Gray Ghosts of IBC High School. And we hope you can be with us for that action as the Streaks look for win number 23. The Streaks are 22-7 on the season now. 6-3 in the Western Big Six Conference, and they're back in a tie for second place with Quincy after the Blue Devils held off Moline down at Blue Devil Gymnasium, although by virtue of the two victories over the Blue Devils, they still pretty much have sole possession of second place despite their equal 6-3 records. So we'll close things out from here where the sophomores also lost tonight by 12, and we'll just thank our broadcast engineer Nick Simpson. And on behalf of Nick and Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks fall tonight, 73-44 at Rock Island. We'll be back with you tomorrow night from IVC High School in Chillicothe with a 6:40 pregame. Thanks for being with us, and have a good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.